My friend, we are looking for a purple and silver snake. Can you help us? Thomas thought for a moment. Then he told Francis to get on his back and hold tight to the bridle. The stallion moved so quickly that it felt to Francis as if they were flying. Soon they stopped in front of a dark cave. Francis jumped down. He entered the cave cautiously and walked farther and farther until he reached the back wall. There, resting on a moss-covered rock, was a pair of silver scissors with bright purple stones circling the handles. The magic scissors! Francis grabbed them and ran out of the cave. "Boots, take me to Lily." In an instant, he was back with Lily again. "Sister, hide the scissors," Francis said as he gave them to her. "Call the troll and tell him you will brush his hair. When you have the chance, you must cut it." Then Francis put on his cap and stood along the wall of the cave, invisible to all. Lily took a deep breath. "Troll," she called. "I have changed my mind. I will brush your hair." The troll came into the cave. He sat on a rock and handed Lily his favorite brush. His hair was like a nest of filthy straw. Her hands shook as she took the brush. To calm herself, she began to hum. Soon, the troll nodded off. Then Lily took the scissors from her pocket and quickly snipped off his hair. As the clump of hair hit the floor, the troll woke up. Poof! He turned into a hairy caterpillar. Francis pulled off the cap, grabbed Lily, and cried, "Take us to our mother." Lily stayed with their mother while Francis went for Rose and Poppy. He found that Elliot, Rose's protector, was no longer an eagle, but a handsome young man. And Thomas was a stallion no more. Francis brought all of them back to his mother's home, where they dined on the most delicious delicacies his mother could make. Finally, her beloved children were all home, and they would all live happily ever after.